Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into the science of self-discipline by Peter Hollins. Sophie, you read this one too, right? What did you think?
Hey there, Sam, I did, and honestly, it was a game changer. It's not just a bunch of motivational fluff. Hollins gets into the biology and psychology of why we struggle, and then gives practical steps. I think everyone should read it.
Totally. The first thing that hit me was this idea that willpower is like a battery. It's not this endless resource that some people are just born with. It depletes as the day goes on.
Exactly. It's called ego depletion. Every decision you make, every temptation you resist, it all draws from the same pool. That's why you can be perfect all day and then binge on cookies at night. Your battery's just drained.
Oh, that explains so much. I always thought I was just weak at night. But the book says the smart move is to not rely on willpower at all. You design your life, so you need less of it.
Right.
And that's where habits come in. Hollins says action comes before motivation, not the other way around. We think we need to feel motivated to start, but really, you just start and the motivation follows.
So true. And he talks about the habit loop, which is cue, routine, and in reward. Like if I want to write every day, the cue could be after I pour my morning coffee. The routine is writing, and the reward is that feeling of getting it done.
And to make it stick, you start so small it's almost ridiculous. He calls it the 2-minute rule. You don't commit to running for an hour. You just commit to putting on your running shoes. That's it.
Right. Because once you start, it's easier to keep going. And over time, your brain actually rewires itself, so the behavior becomes automatic. It's like building a muscle.
Yeah.
And then he gets into delayed gratification. You know the marshmallow test? Kids who could wait got better life outcomes. But Hollins explains how to actually do that as an adult.
Okay, how?
One technique is temptation bundling. You pair something you should do with something you want to do. Like, you only listen to your favorite podcast when you're at the gym. That way, the immediate reward makes the future gain feel closer.
That's clever. And it connects to the whole emotional side of discipline. He says your limbic system, the emotional part of your brain, is way stronger than your rational prefrontal cortex. That's why you know you shouldn't eat the cake, but you do it anyway.
And the trick isn't to suppress the impulse, because that just makes it stronger. Instead, you acknowledge it and let it pass. It's called urge surfing. You watch the craving like a wave that rises and then falls.
I love that image. You don't fight the wave, you just ride it. And he suggests a 10-second pause between the impulse and the action. That's enough time for your rational brain to catch up.
And you have to manage your emotional state. When you're tired, hungry, lonely, or stressed, your willpower is at its lowest. So you plan for those high-risk moments. Have healthy snacks ready, schedule tough tasks for your peak times, and get enough sleep.
Sleep is huge. I never realized how much it affects self-control. But then he talks about the environment, which is probably my favorite part. You can't rely on willpower to resist a cookie jar that's sitting on your counter.
Right.
The disciplined person doesn't have a cookie jar. They have a fruit bowl. He says the environment is a silent force that shapes your behavior more than your conscious intentions.
So you make good habits easy and bad habits hard. If you want to read more, put a book on your pillow. If you want to watch less TV, unplug it and put the remote in another room. It's all about creating friction.
And that goes for your digital life too. Turn off notifications, unsubscribe from those marketing emails, use website blockers during work. You're basically automating success.
Then there's the mindset shift. He talks about fixed versus growth mindset. If you believe your discipline is set in stone, you see failure as a character flaw. But with a growth mindset, you see it as data. You ask, what can I learn from this?
And self-compassion is key. Forgiving yourself for a slip-up actually makes you less likely to repeat it. The guilt spiral just leads to more indulgence. So you get back on the horse right away, no shame.
And finally, you need a strong why. Discipline without a purpose is unsustainable. You can't endure short-term pain without a compelling long-term reward. You have to connect your daily actions to something deeper.
But also, don't try to change everything at once. That's the fastest way to fail. Focus on one habit at a time. Master it until it's automatic, then move on. He calls them keystone habits because one positive change can ripple out to other areas.
Like start an exercise, and then suddenly you're eating better and sleeping better. It's not about willpower at all, really. It's about working with your brain, not against it.
And that's the liberating part. You're not lazy or weak-willed. You're just human. The solution is to fight smarter, not harder. Design your life, so the discipline choice is the easy choice.
For me, the biggest takeaway is that willpower is finite. I used to beat myself up for failing at night, but now I know it's just my battery running low. So I'm going to start conserving it and building better habits.
And if you want to dive deeper into this, there are plenty of other great reads on the 7-Minute Books app. You can get full summaries of over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles, and you can read or listen in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, or $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So, in the end, self-discipline isn't about being a robot. It's about understanding your brain and setting yourself up to win. That's what I'm taking with me. We'll see you in the next one.